Welcome to the Business Advisor Podcast, brought to you by the Business Advisor Academy. This podcast is dedicated to helping business professionals create, sell, and deliver high impact and high value business advisory services. Now, let me introduce you to your host today, Amanda C. Watts.
One of the questions I get asked almost every day is, how do I shift to running an advisory firm? So this is what I'm going to be covering in today's podcast. Since I launched the podcast in January 2024, I have made it my mission to help as many people as possible with the answers to your questions. Our last episode was all about Facebook advertising and was written specifically to help a guy called Sean who wanted to start his Facebook advertising and had a lot of questions around the kind of funnel he needed and whether his ebook looked good enough. He'd posted in a Facebook group, and whilst everyone was being really helpful and supporting him, he was actually missing the basics, which is why I recorded the podcast for him. Having now shared that with him, he has decided that he is going to do the organic marketing first instead of jumping straight in with Facebook advertising. And this is why I create the podcast, because I want to save you time and money and effort and get you doing the foundational work first that's going to have the biggest wins. You see, many of you have the same questions. The same questions around offering advisory services, around marketing, around sales, and around your business model. This is why every podcast episode I record falls under one of these headings. Today's podcast, which is all about how to transition from a compliance-only firm to an advisory firm, is both an offer and business model question, because depending on how you approach it, it will either mean a tweak of your offer or a change in your business model. Some listeners to the Business Advisor podcast will already have a business advisory offering, but some of you are exploring your options and you're stuck. There are many reasons why people stay offering compliance only and don't make the shift to advisory model. And having spoken to hundreds of accountants and bookkeepers, I've distilled them down to three main challenges. The first is a mindset challenge. The comfort zone of compliance work is a significant barrier for many firms. Compliance services are essential, predictable, and often seen as the bedrock of accounting work. This familiarity breeds a certain level of comfort. The transition to advisory services requires a shift from a reactive to a proactive approach, anticipating clients' needs beyond the numbers. It involves becoming a strategic partner rather than just a service provider. The second barrier is a skill set barrier. Advisory services demand a different skill set compared to compliance work. It requires analytical skills, strategic thinking, and a deep understanding of business operations and financial forecasting. Many firms feel they lack these skills or the resources to develop them. Additionally, advisory work often requires soft skills such as communication, empathy, and the ability to build trust and advise clients on sensitive business decisions. And then the third barrier. And this third barrier is a client-based barrier. When you started running your firm, you probably took on anyone and everyone as a client. You needed to bring in cash, so you weren't picky with your clients. You probably underpriced and took on people that were not necessarily the best fit for you. This, coupled with the fact that your existing client base might be accustomed to viewing the firm purely as a compliance provider, means that these clients might not recognize the value of advisory services or may not be willing to pay for them. Transitioning to advisory services often means re-evaluating your client base and potentially saying goodbye to clients who do not fit the new model. The risk of losing clients can be a significant deterrent to stop you from making the leap to a different business model and offer. Now, whilst the three barriers, mindset, skill set, and client base, can seem enough for you to throw your hands up in the air and say you don't want to make the shift, there are options available for you. And as I promised right at the start of this podcast episode, I'm going to share the ways that you can go all in and become an advisory-only firm, or make a gradual shift to bring in some advisory clients and have what I call a hybrid firm. There is no right or wrong answer. It's your business, your rules. Today, I'm going to share your options. Okay, so let's dive in. Five ways to shift to advisory. Number one, sell advisory services to your current clients. Yes, I know that I said this is a block for many of you, as you do not have the right clients. But for some of you, your client base is an absolute goldmine. Your current clients have already paid you for compliance work, and they've built a trusting relationship with you. And this relationship has a solid foundation that could be used to build an advisory offer into it. Only last week, I was speaking with my client Nicola, and she shared how she had sold her signature offer to two current clients. She added an additional 10K of revenue. I challenged her to sell two advisory offerings to her current clients in March, and she smashed it just as the month was closing in. It was a massive win, and selling to current clients is the easiest way to get your first few advisory clients. They are the lowest hanging fruit available. The trick is to identify your clients' pain points and aspirations and offer something to help them that is more than compliance. Some ideas for you to be able to upsell current clients include: 1. Create a client's needs assessment. You can make sure you conduct regular check-ins with clients and understand their hot buttons. The hot buttons are their fears, frustrations, wants, and aspirations. These hot buttons will enable you to articulate an advisory offering aligned with what they truly want in life. No one wants management reports, but they do want the insights from a management report so that they can achieve their dreams. Secondly, it's important that you educate your current clients. Clients may not be aware of the value that advisory services can offer them. If you were to hold free workshops and webinars and send out valuable content, they would start to see the benefit of advisory services. And then thirdly, why not bundle your services and include both advisory and compliance as an offer to encourage current clients to try your advisory services at a perceived value? My client Chidi has a client who was really struggling. His client was drowning and it looked like they might go under. Chidi said to me that he thought that they couldn't afford an advisory service, but I urged him not to make that decision on behalf of the client and offer it anyway. And surprisingly for Chidi, they jumped at the opportunity to get more support as they were struggling so much. On paper, it looked like the client couldn't afford to pay more, but when presented with a solution to stop the drowning of their business, they were so grateful. And so was Chidi, because now he can save their business and get paid to do so with an advisory offering. It can be very easy to be judgmental and decide for our clients whether they can or cannot afford to have your advice. But in all honesty, we cannot decide this for them. Your job is to present a solution to their problems and let them make the decision. You will be surprised at how many of your clients would welcome the opportunity for more support. And make sure you get paid for the extra support you're going to give them. Okay, that was number one, sell advisory to your current clients. Let's move on to number two, put your compliance prices up so your vampire clients leave. This might sound counterintuitive, but it's about refining your client base to those who truly see the value in what you offer, and increasing prices will naturally deter clients that are only looking for the bare minimum at the bare minimum prices. By increasing your prices, you're going to free up your time as vampire clients, as I call them, suck the life out of you for very little money, will leave you and move on to somebody else on price. This means that if you put your prices up, these guys are going to leave. They will leave you, though, with more time to work on building out a robust advisory offering. Here are a couple of ways that you can put your prices up. First, make sure you communicate that there is going to be a price change. You have to let your clients know what's happening and adjustments to the price. But when you are adjusting the price, you need to share what the value add will be. This is to ensure that you mitigate any backlash that you might receive. And secondly, you could carry out a gradual increase rather than hiking up the cost in one fell swoop. You could increase the amount every quarter as you increase the value. By putting your prices up, you will naturally have a few of your clients leave. But as so many of you have told me, you're all overworked and underpaid, so you must increase the price of your services anyway. Okay, let's move on to option number three. Option number three is just sacking your current clients. Yep, that's right, I said it. You get out a big red marker, you grade your clients from A to D, and you immediately sack your D clients. These are the clients that are not aligned with the direction you want to take your new business model and offer in, and they are people you do not want to work with. Although this can feel tough, you can then reallocate your focus and resources towards building a client base that values advisory services. To be able to do this with integrity and without overthinking it, make sure you establish a clear criteria for which clients you want to retain. Consider factors like their openness to advisory services, payment history, and the strategic fit within your firm's vision. It is also very important that you offboard these clients professionally. You will need to finish the work that they've paid for. Hopefully, you will not leave them high and dry. And then you need to refer or recommend a new accountant that is more aligned with them. Also, make sure you use this opportunity as a way to get feedback on why the relationship wasn't a good fit for you both. These clients you want to sack will give you insights and enable you to refine your client acquisition strategy moving forward. One thing I recommend in this instance is to adopt the one in, two out approach. For every one new advisory client, you sack two of your compliance-only clients. This ensures you're not working more and you are actually getting your life back. Okay, the next thing that you can do, option number four, is sell your current clients. You could sell your accounting practice as a whole, or you could sell your clients to different people and split up the client base. Selling a segment or all of your client list can be a win-win situation. It provides these clients with a service provider better suited to their needs, whilst you can invest the proceeds and the freed up time into building your advisory services. To sell your current clients, you will need to identify potential buyers. Look for firms focusing on compliance services that might benefit from an expanded client base. Make sure you do not do yourself a disservice and properly assess the value of the client segment you're selling to ensure a fair transaction. And then, when you do find someone to take your clients, you can't just hand them over and forget about them. Work closely with that buyer to ensure a smooth handover of client files and information. Prioritize client comfort and continuity of service throughout the process. It's amazing what a small world we live in, so you need to make sure your reputation stays intact. And then the final idea I'm going to share with you today to enable you to move from compliance-only firm to an advisory firm or a hybrid compliance advisory is to get yourself a practice manager in place to look after the compliance side of your firm and free you up to launch and scale an advisory offering. Scaling your firm from compliance to advisory requires not just strategic shifts, but operational excellence. Hiring a manager with experience in advisory services can provide the leadership and direction needed during this transition. To find a good practice manager, you first need to define the role and what you will need from them in both a day-to-day operation and strategic contributions towards the advisory shift. You probably need them to have experience in managing teams and managing compliance clients. Unless you yourself are knee-deep in doing compliance work, they may not need to be good at the work themselves, but in fact, they may just need to be exceptional organisers and managers. And there you have it. We've covered the five practical ways that you can shift from a compliance firm to an advisory firm. With the right mindset, skill set, and client base, you can have a very successful advisory practice. And if you need some help making the shift, then reach out for support. Just like your clients need a good advisor, so do you to compress your timeline and shortcut your road to success. If you want to add 500k in advisory revenue in the next 6 to 24 months, then reach out when the time is right for you and let's see if we're a good fit. For now, this is me, Amanda C. Watts, signing off, and I wish you a good day or night, wherever you are.
Thank you for listening to the Business Advisor Podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to follow or subscribe, share this podcast, and leave a rating and review. To discover more about how you can confidently build an advisory offer into your practice that your clients and prospects won't say no to, we invite you to join Amanda on her next webinar, How to Launch and Scale Your Advisory Offering. Join her by visiting businessadvisoracademy.com/webinar. See you soon.